Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We come and again into the courts of the Lord, into the house of the Lord, and yes, boldly to the throne of grace. And Lord, we do. We need to obtain that wonderful grace and find the mercy and find the help, Lord God. We have great need this morning. But Lord, thank you that it's all in your Son. Thank you that it's all in the Word. It's all in the Word of your grace. Lord, thank you again that you've called us and drawn us here this morning. And Lord, it's just to awaken to who we are in Christ. Lord, thank you again that you call us not only friends, Lord Jesus. You've made us sons. I cry out and I cry, Abba, Father. You're my Father. Lord, help us to recognize the Father that we have. Lord, help us not to live by sight. Help us not to live by feeling. God, in our self-pity or self-righteousness or self-indulgence, God, help us to deny self, to realize the beauty of the life that lives in us and take up our cross and truly realize and recognize the joy that is set before us, that it is you, that it is to win that race. That it is you that would be all-pleasing growing up fully in us. Thank you again for that calling. Thank you for this time. Thank you for every life here. Lord, let your word anoint the hearts of every life here. We give you the praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going to Galatians chapter 6. And we'll read from verses 7 and 8, and that's Galatians chapter 6. And it says there in verse 7, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Now, I thank God. Here we are gathering again today. Again, all by His faithfulness in this precious house of bread, because this is His house. God in His great grace has called us, brothers and sisters, and calls us time and time again into the fellowship of Paul's gospel. Can you imagine that? His brother prayed this morning, "Thank you, Lord, that you have provided a table of strong meat. That, Lord, we will eat from the table of the whole counsel of God. That the Lord has encouraged our lives, brothers and sisters, over the years to stand in defense of the gospel and withstand, and having done all to stand and to preach and to teach, not withholding a thing, giving forth once again the whole counsel of God." And we rejoice, don't we? Thank God. Isn't that really why we give thanks for everything in our life? Because we know that it all comes from the word of His grace and His great love to us. But now, praise the Lord, that we know these things and that we recognize these things and that we have these things in Christ. Will we be inspired in that great love? Will we be inspired in it? That it's not just when we come together, but allowing the grace of God to encourage us to truly go after the things of God and everything in our life. By the grace of God, to sow into our lives the things of the Spirit. And I am talking about the willingness of our life to sow to the Spirit and not to the flesh. Now, brothers and sisters, I'll be very to the point on this. There is a testimony in the bride of Christ. And that testimony is not the flesh. It is a life that is yielded to the Spirit. Amen. It is. And I thank God over and over in the Word. He tells us that He wants good fruit coming from our lives. He wants the fruit of the Spirit coming forth in our lives. He tells us so sweetly in James, and we'll get to this in just a moment, but He tells us that faith without works is dead. We know these things. But see, man will come in there and try to twist these things and try to puff up their own work, their own self-goodness, which you don't have anyways, but they'll try to distort these things because, see, if you know about faith, faith only works one way. Faith worketh by love. Did you know that? Faith works by love. You can know a lot of scripture. You can think that you have a lot of faith, but without love, it profits nothing. There's no power in it. So true faith operates one way. The Word of God tells us, and that's by love, knowing that it's His love. You believe God because you know that He loves you. When you believe more scripture, it's because you're receiving more of the love of God. You realize that, you know what, He doesn't just love me as a son, as we talk about bridal truth here. He loves me in that He wants me to wed His son as a readied wife. Praise God. That's, I'll tell you what, you got to know the love of God if you're going to go that far in faith. Well, that's a little too much for me. You hear a lot of people. It's because they don't want to receive all the love. You know, if He's going to give all love, I want it all, don't you? Praise God, I'm here. And more importantly, He wants me to have it all. And I'll just be hoggish if you don't want it. Okay, I'll go get it. But there's enough for you too. See, that's how He is. It's so individual, but it's so collective. It's yet so one, because it's just all Him. But I thank God again that He gives us that willingness and He gives us that love that causes faith to have the works of love come forth. See, it's not the works of my flesh. That's not the working of faith. It's the working of the Spirit. And that's exactly what this is getting at. That's that wonderful spiritual fruit that comes forth from our lives. But as we begin this, God help us not to allow the flesh to run with this. See, we're in this wonderful book or this letter to the Galatians. And if you know about this letter, Paul went and spoke to these people. And he told them about the wonderful grace of God. And they received the grace of God. And they rejoiced in the grace of God. And they were even going into the deeper things of God. But Paul comes back to them. And in a very short time, he hadn't been away from them. And he writes to them and he tells them, he says, I'm just shocked, I'm surprised how suddenly and how soon you have been removed from the truth. And you know what he got right to the point of? How foolish. Who has bewitched you? You began in the Spirit. Are you now made perfect, basically, by the works of your flesh? By you thinking, going out and doing this good thing and that good thing, did it change or is it going to be the work of the Spirit? God help us, brothers and sisters, to understand this. See, yielding to the Spirit is not thinking that we are spiritual because we walk such a straight line. Yielding to the Spirit is not something that we do because we think we do so much good. Because we think that we don't have some of the other issues as another brother or sister in the Lord. That's the truth. You know, a lot of times we think that we're real spiritual because we know a lot of truth. I thank God that you know a lot of truth. But how much truth works in you? Is it here or is it here? And does it manifest itself out here? Praise God. This is what this is getting at, is this precious testimony, brothers and sisters. But if we think it's because we're walking such a straight line and doing so much good and I'm just not bad like you, my goodness, that's the most putrid attitude of the flesh there is. That's the truth. See, brothers and sisters, let's just get it straight. We will all have great moments of failure. We will. And praise God that His grace extends. Where sin abound, grace much more abound. Amen. Okay, so it's all there. The thing that I always pray for my life and yours as well too. We know that we will fail. But God help us to have a tender heart. A quickened heart, brothers and sisters. A humble heart before the Lord to allow grace to overcome this situation, and not to let this sin just reign upon our lives, that we think we're just imprisoned with it, that we think that we're just chained by it. See, and a common thing of that can be often is it can be a fleshly snare in fooling myself that somehow, brothers and sisters, that just knowing the truth and claiming that I love His appearing, and that's all there is to finishing with a crown, just like Paul. And I'm glad you're quiet because you need to feed on this. I've heard people say this before. Oh, I know this message. And oh, I love His appearing. So I'm going to finish just like Paul. I pray that you'd go back and read all of that precious chapter. And I guess I'm kind of reminded, and I do want to encourage this, brothers and sisters, there is only one interpretation when you read the Word of God. The truth is the truth. But the manifold layers of the types and the shadows in Scripture is just incredible. And as the Lord brought this to my heart, I got to thinking about that wonderful story in the Word of God about the five wise and the five foolish virgins. See, they were going out, it said, that they were all thinking they were going to a wedding, that they were all going to go to this ceremony, this wonderful wedding time. They all knew about the wedding. They all expected there was going to be a wedding. They all were moving to go to that time and that place for that wedding. But there was a difference between the five wise and the five foolish. The five wise ones went. But the five foolish ones, even though they had a lamp just like the five wise ones did and all of that, even though that they knew there was this wedding, even though they knew that this was this gathering that was going to be, they did not go. They could not enter in because there was no oil in their lamps. Do we have oil in our lamps today? God help us to have that anointing, brothers and sisters, in our life. God help us to have that testimony of the fiery love in our lives. See, God help us not to just be going through motions. God help us to see that Brother Paul, he said, I have fought the good fight. He said so sweetly, I have kept the faith. I have finished my course. Amen. Praise the Lord. Those are the things that love did in his life. It wasn't just something that he could just quote and say. By God's grace, it was lived in his life. It was lived, praise the Lord, in the love of the fellowship of the gospel of Christ, of giving out the Word of God, of being around people that loved the Word of God. And it was a life that often was lonely. It was a life that was often not understood. Paul so loved the gospel, he didn't have time to fiddle around with people that were just going to be indifferent. Paul, even in his early days of ministering the Word of God, he wanted to go everywhere to give people the Word of God. But the Lord would have him even pass by cities and say, no, Paul, they're not going to receive this precious truth. You're going to go here and you're going to go there. We saw him do that in the life of Jonah. Jonah didn't want to go someplace. God had a plan. Oh, yes, he did. Now, brothers and sisters, that's the life. And as Paul says at the very end of that, he said, because of all these things that Christ worked in my life, because of this joy of the Lord that is my strength, there is a crown that is laid up for me. It's an exalted crown of righteousness. I have won him. I didn't just run in a race and beat the air and say, hey, I was just here to show up and compete. No, there was a purpose in my life to win him. And it wasn't, in a sense, my purpose. It was the Lord's purpose that I took. It was the Lord's desire that, God, you want me to have that? You have that for me? It's already instilled in me because of the life of Christ that lives in me. I want that. I want that to grow up in me. Well, you know what? That's more of the will of him than it ever could be the will of me. And praise be to God, he developed that. And he grew that up in Paul. And Paul said finally, even as he says, there is this crown for me. But he didn't stop there. And he said, and to all them also that love his appearing. Amen. See, this life that we talk about of Paul, and praise God, this precious grace and this truth that grew up in this brother, it was manifest in all of these different ways in his life. And Paul even said, these sufferings that I've went through, you're going to go through these things too. You're going to go through these things. Don't think it's strange, the fiery trial that you're in. God in his faithfulness has afflicted you. Look, I so thank God for every life here today. I praise the Lord. This is every kindred, tongue, and nation in this place. This is how it should be. This is the calling of the Lord. It's to everyone. It's to anyone who will say, I will go. And praise God as we come in here. And thank the Lord that we know that each situation, every life here today, every circumstance that you went through, everything that might have been a joy for yours that was a child, everything that might have been the most cruel and God-given forbid the things that may have happened, you still know that the Lord is for you. He is. And brothers and sisters, He is so for you, who could be against you? Even the things in your life, brothers and sisters, that you would love to be different or not to have happened, and all of these things, He has brought you here today in His faithfulness. Do you realize that? I so thank God. He gave me such a vision in a sermon one time. He said, you know what, son? It didn't have to be that way, but it had to be that way. David, it didn't have to be that way that you had to go after Bathsheba. It didn't have to be that way that you continued to harden your heart and have her husband killed. It didn't have to be that way that you even hardened your heart further and thought, well, I'm not even going to recognize this thing before the Lord, and just I'm going to go on. It didn't have to be that way, David. But for my best, let me tell you something, David, it had to be. It had to be for your life, and it had to be for those that would be around you that may have been looking at you and magnifying you as you were the one that was such an anointed thing, as opposed to praising God for the anointing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, brothers and sisters, listen to what's being said here today in the Spirit. In the Spirit. There's a lot of meaning in that, but one that I love, it means an inspired life. In the Spirit means a burning life, a fiery life. And praise be to God, we know in the Word of God, in Spirit, it's going to be a life that is burning and inspired for more truth and more love. It won't be a life that just goes through the motions. Now, brothers and sisters, we need to recognize this as well, too. God in His faithfulness is not going to just have you riding your emotions. You know, He's going to set you right out in a desert after you've been on a mountaintop and screaming, telling people how much you love Him. I see that come in here often, and I think, okay, here we go. And all I do is I pray for you. When you come off that mountaintop, God, help them to abide in the truth. Help them to come around the people of the Lord. Let me tell you something about Jesus. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your barometer may be going up and down and in and out and all these things, but He's always consistently exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. If I could ride on my emotion tide all the time, why would I need the Lord? Huh? Come on now. See, He's going to show Himself faithful. He's going to show, even though you might be the most positive, optimistic, natural person, the sweetest, the kindest, or whatever, He's going to bring something in your life that's going to show you, and it's going to be one of the hardest things that you're going to face, that, you know what? I'm not all that. I can't. Oh, that's a great place to get to, is I can't. I can't go on. I can't get up. I can't get over this. That's a beautiful place to be for a moment, because then all you can do is look up and say, it's got to be you. It's got to be you. And then when He does take you beyond, which He always will, He's already made the way of escape. It's always Him. He is the escape hatch. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Praise God, He is. So it's always going to be Him. But once He does take you on to there, praise Him richly. But I'll tell you what, when you really grow up, you'll praise Him even when you're down. You'll begin to be like Paul. We'll time to think you're kind of nutty. What, you're rejoicing in that infirmity? You're praising God for a thorn? Oh, yeah, you know, you're getting pretty sly like that fox. Oh, Lord, because I know when I'm weak, then I'm strong. I know, praise God, when I've got these infirmities that are just weighing on me so much, that it's the power of Christ that's got to be resting upon my life. That when I can't go on, when I can't figure it out, when I don't have any more strength, Lord, I know that that had to be You. Yes. And I'm beginning to know that so sweetly in my life. And I see it in my brothers and sisters' lives. And that's the joy of the Lord, that's your strength. That's when you have no other strength, but there's a joy. It's continuing. I don't know how He's going to make it flicker, But there's that flicker in joy here and there. And praise God, in his faithfulness, he sparks it up. And oh, the flame that rushes in. Now, brothers and sisters, let's not go through emotions. Let's just not go the motions, I should say, going through the motions here. But help us, Lord Jesus, to press and to reach and to surrender and to submit and to humble ourselves to your wonderful grace. See, when we humble ourselves to his grace, we enter out of our comfort zone. You hear me say that from time to time. When we enter into his grace, we allow him to press us out of measure. And you know that pressing out of measure, what I'm finding that is? He's pressing me into a different shape. Oh yeah, little lumps of coal that got diamond written all over them. He pressing you into diamond quality. He pressing you and cutting you to be set in his crown. He's pressing and cutting you, as we've rejoiced many times, to fit a wedding dress. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And oftentimes it ain't comfortable, is it? Oftentimes it really hurts. Oftentimes you talk about the humiliation, praise God, that it brings to our life. And oftentimes others don't even see it as we grow on with the Lord. But it's just something that you experience with Christ and Christ alone. Be shut up to him today. Truly enjoy that Lord, that love that is always at you, that's always working in you and about you. That I don't need to think I've got to carry on a certain presence. That Lord Jesus, you must increase and I must decrease. That it doesn't matter what people thought that I should be. It doesn't matter what people think that I should attain. But Lord, don't let me miss the best part. Don't let me miss, praise God, to live in the Spirit. Don't let me be so ignorant or arrogant or selfish that, as the Word of God encourages me, to be a vessel that would love. I want to read this in closing today. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. This is who we are in Christ. This is our life. Again, we don't go by sight. We don't go by what organization tells us or religions tell us. Go by the Word of the Lord. Search the scriptures. Seek out the truth. He that wills to know will know of the will of God. That's his purpose for you. And it says so sweetly in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. Because I don't want you leaving here with no hope. You should leave here by God's grace abounding in hope. Because if you're a child of God here today, you have this life. It's been finished. It's been done for you. That life lives in you. All you have to do by God's grace is turn your eyes upon Jesus. Turn your eyes upon the truth. And quit looking at the lie. That devil is a liar. All he wants to do is to sow chaos in your head. Getting you to think things that you are not. And by the grace of God, here's what is the truth. That ye have put off. I know the scripture there says that ye put off. If you read that in the Greek, if you have a Bible that has this correct, it says that ye have put off concerning the former conversation or our former life, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye have put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. This is who you are. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needs. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that spiritual encouragement, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed. See, you're sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Yes, while every head is bowed. Father.
Oh, as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God hath prepared for them that love him. The time is short. I love you. Will you go?
Oh, yes. Yes, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you and we give you praise. And Lord, help us this day to truly receive the word of your grace. To Lord, to allow the life that lives in us to live and to reign. Lord, we thank you that again you have called us to be kings. Help us to truly rise up. To put away the childish things. God, to put away that old man. Lord, we know he's dead. We know that that's been taken away. Lord, help us to live. As you said, those old things are past. They're gone. Put them away. All things are become new. Lord, we're brand new. Lord, thank you that the new man is what lives in us. Lord, help us to arise and to truly take that place that you have already seated us in the heavens together with you. Help us to see that we are seated right now with you in glory. God, not something that is afar off, but Lord, give us the vision from that seat. That we are in the heavens in Christ. That, Lord, our citizenship is with you. We thank you again for this assurance. Lord, we thank you for the power of your love. The faithfulness, praise God, of your grace to us. We give you the praise and the thanks for this gathering today. In Jesus' name, amen.